The sociology class. I have recently completed my college degree. The last class I had to take was sociology, and the last project of the term was called Smile. The class was asked to go out and smile at three people and document their reactions. Soon after we were assigned the project, my husband, youngest son, and I went out to McDonald's one crisp March morning. We were waiting to be served when suddenly everyone around us began to back away. As I turned around to see what was happening, I smelled a horrible, dirty body smell. And there, standing behind me, were two poor homeless men. As I looked down at the blue-eyed gentleman close to me, he was smiling. He said, "Good day," as he counted the few coins he had been clutching. The second man fumbled with his hands as he stood behind his friend. I realized that the second man was mentally handicapped, and the blue-eyed, gentle man was his protector. All he ordered was coffee, because that was all they could afford to sit in the restaurant and warm up. Then I felt a strong compulsion to reach out and to embrace the blue-eyed man. That is when I noticed all eyes in the restaurant were set on me, judging every action. I smiled and asked for two more breakfasts. I put the tray on the table where the two men were seated and laid my hand on the blue-eyed gentleman's cold hand. He looked up at me with tears in his eyes and said, "Thank you." I leaned over, began to hold his hand, and said, "God is here working through me to give you hope." When I sat down, my husband smiled at me and said, "That is why God gave you to me, honey, to give me hope." I returned to college on the last evening of class with this story in hand. I turned in my project, and we shared the story in the class. It is then that I knew that we, as human beings, share this need to heal people and be healed. In my own way, I had touched the people at McDonald's, my husband, son, instructor, and every soul that shared the classroom. I graduated with one of the biggest lessons I would ever learn: unconditional acceptance.